February the 28th. My hope is from him. Psalm 62:5. It is the believer's privilege to use this language. If he's looking for anything from the world, it is a poor hope indeed. But if he looks to God for the supply of his needs, whether in temporal or spiritual blessings, his hope will not be a vain one. He may constantly draw from the bank of faith and get his needs supplied out of the riches of God's loving kindness. I would rather have God for my banker than all the billionaires in the world. My Lord never fails to honor his promises, and when we bring them to his throne, he never sends them back unanswered. Therefore, I will wait only at his door, for he always opens it with the hand of bountiful grace. But we have hope beyond this life. We will die soon, and then our hope is from him. Don't we expect that when we lie upon the bed of sickness, he will send angels to carry us to his arms? We believe that when the pulse is faint and the heart heaves heavily, some angelic messenger will stand and look with loving eyes upon us and whisper, "Sister Spirit, come away." As we approach the heavenly gate, we expect to hear the welcome invitation, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew 25:34. We are expecting harps of gold and crowns of glory. We are hoping soon to be among the multitude of shining ones before the throne. We are looking forward and longing for the time when we will be like our glorious Lord, for we will see him just as he is. 1 John 3:2. If these are your hopes, live for God. Live with the desire and resolve to glorify him from whom comes all your supplies and of whose grace in your election, redemption, and calling it is that you have any hope of coming glory.